what?
Cup of water, all
right. And but it's something not a cup, but a not a cup, something other than a cup. It's a.
You call it a cup.
Or you might drink out of a cup, or you might drink out of a
mug.
All right. Milk out of it.
Glass.
All right. I didn't see the news last night because the, what is that called?
Television.
All right. I didn't, because the television was wasn't working.
Wasn't working. You're right. On the bum.
Okay. You might say on the bum, or you might say it was
not working.
Or a glass. I dropped. As long as the glass was
broken.
Okay. Talking now about the word drink. The word drink.
Yes.
Every day I want some water.
I drank more.
Yesterday I want 6 glasses at least.
I drank.
And many times I have what, as many as 12 glasses of water a day. I have.
All right. Drink.
Okay.
I do that every day.
Okay. Invitation for people to sit down at a table. What would you say to them? People are standing up.
Say, please be seated.
Okay.
If I want to be bored, and then I'd say, sit down.
Okay. So the person, you told the person to sit down. You told me to sit down, so I... What?
I sat down.
All right. As a matter of fact, I had, even before you started, invitation to people to serve themselves, potatoes and so forth.
You right. Tell them to help yourself.
Right. And what would you say if you were one of those persons at the table and you wanted to decline the food? You might say to the person,
you say, no, thank you.
All right. And what would you call it? You had a big roast on Sunday, and Monday it might say you were having
leftovers.
All right. We're talking about the word chew. Chew. This food is hard to
chew.
All right. I wet it before I swallowed it. I
chewed it well.
All right. It had been, so the food then, it had been what before it was swallowed? It had been
masticated.
Or chew.
Not chewed yet.
Okay. Now, this is something made with cornmeal, boiled cornmeal.
Oh, that's moist.
Is what?
Moist.
Okay.
Good too if it's made out of fresh cornmeal.
Okay. Are there any other names for that other than mush that you're familiar with?
Never heard of it.
No. How's mush made?
You just boil up your cornmeal, milk up with a little salt.
Okay.
Milk, and it's rather good if it's fresh corn.
Uh-huh.
You see, the corn kernel has corn oil in it. And when you grind that up and it gets a little age on it, it gets a little rancid like cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason grits are not good if they're not fresh. If they're fresh, they're good. But if they set a while, that oil gets a little rancid, then they're not good.
So you buy them packaged?
Well, there's a package. If you get them along in the fall when the corn is fresh ground, they're good other times, I just don't eat them.
Okay.
They're rather good if you put a little ham gravy on them,
but don't.
Don't take the old ones. Don't eat any, try to eat any cornmeal that's been ground along. Just like an old egg.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you see that oil in there and it grinds it up. It has to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.